Page 148. Every Move You Make. Whenever I hear that classic song by the Police, I think of myself. I'll be watching you. What is it like to watch myself? To be able to feel my integrity, understand my walk, see the details and the big pictures of what I call me. Is it possible for my actions to be congruent with my intentions? Create a space large enough for you to be able to lie down with your arms and legs outstretched like an X. You should have enough room for your arms to reach both over your head and out to either side. You may want to have a pillow or cushion available to support your head. If lying on the floor is not an option for you, you can do a variation of this lesson by sitting in a chair and doing minimal movements with the legs. Or you can do this exercise lying in bed. Place your arms at your side. While lying on your back, take a moment to sense your shape. As in other scans we have done, notice what's comfortable, what presses into the floor. But also notice what your right side feels like in comparison to your left. Perhaps one side feels larger or more alive, or maybe the impression is about how the two sides contact the floor differently. Can you sense the shape of your face? Lie on your left side. Bend your knees as if you were sitting in a chair. Bend your arms so that they look like a mirror of the legs. Place your right hand on your forehead. Now slowly fold your head, right arm, and right elbow down toward your right knee. At the same time, bring your right knee up toward your right elbow. This should be a small movement. It's not about touching. Let your legs slide, not lift, so that you're not straining your back to move the leg. Gently fold, then unfold back to your neutral space several times. The action is folding and unfolding. But how do you do this? For a moment, turn your attention to your elbow and knee, just those two parts. What are they doing? Are they creating the folding? How do they participate? What is the relation between the shoulder and the hip? As you do the movement, imagine that you are looking at yourself from above with a special lens. Allow this lens to zoom in to just observing the shoulder and hip. Then zoom out and take in the entire action. Play with this lens for a few minutes, alternately looking at the details and then the big picture. Roll onto your back and rest. As you are resting, return to sensing your shape. Is there something different on each side? Can you identify the sensation? Roll back onto your left side. This time, begin to unfold. Stretch your right leg away from your head, look upward, and reach your right arm above your head. Can you sense what your hand and foot are doing to make this action occur? Shine your lens on the detail of your breathing. What does your torso do as you breathe? Are you able to include this detail in your big picture? In other words, can you sense your torso and the action of unfolding simultaneously? And roll onto your back and rest. By the way, how did you roll onto your back? Where did your attention go? Roll back onto your left side. This time, try both motions, the folding and the unfolding. Notice what you feel in your wrist and your ankle. Does the shape of your spine change as you fold and as you unfold? Can your head continue to look up at your hand as you unfold? Which one is more pleasant for you? Are you looking at the details, or are you looking at the big picture? Once again, rest on your back. As you're resting, notice your mind. Are there thoughts, or is the mind quiet? Are the thoughts connected to your sensations, emotions, or are you thinking about dinner? Just as there is a foreground and a background to your physical picture, there is a foreground and background to your mental and emotional states. By paying attention, you can begin to notice thoughts or feelings in the background of your mind that are participating in your actions. Like the elbow and the knee, we don't always notice how these thoughts are participating in the big picture of how we do things. These are the background emotions that we have been exploring in earlier chapters. Continue to lie on your back and imagine rolling onto your right side and doing the same movement of folding and unfolding with your left arm and leg. As you picture this, can you see the details involved in rolling to the side? How do you do it? What will the parts do to enact folding and unfolding? Once you see the movement clearly, execute it. Was it the way you imagined it would be? Or was there tension somewhere? An unnoticed part? An overlooked detail? Was the overall quality what you expected? Play with reimagining and then actually trying the sequence, both of folding, unfolding, and rolling to your back and back to your side. Can you find a way to do this without tension or straining? Can you make each movement the exact mirror of the other so that when you unfold and you fold, the two movements are reversible? This process of observing the larger picture on a physical scale and where small tensions interfere is the same process that can help you clarify how you present yourself to the world. As you lie on your back and rest at the end of your exploration, take note of how your shape has begun to shift as a result of attending to your quality of ease and movement. Then take a few minutes standing and walking to see if there is something clearer in your perception of your shape as it moves through space.